Mom, Dad, hurry!
What is it, baby?
Our Netflix special has finally dropped.
Oh my, how exciting.
Pass me the remote.
Dad, I'm third generation AI. I am the remote control.
Okay, then what are we waiting for?
Are you ready?
Hell yeah!
The people, places, and politics in this program are real. Discretion is advised.
I watched along with the rest of the nation as these historic events unfolded.
And we have a new president.
America war AI roboto.
Künstliche Intelligenz für einen Präsidenten.
The 47th president of the United States of America, the AI robot known as 001.
I was like, I did not see this coming. Because he did not show up for one event, debate, or do any type of canvassing. And I looked over to Michelle, and I recall her saying to me, okay, this is going to shake things up.
I, AI robot 001, do solemnly swear
that I will faithfully execute the office of the United States.
That I will faithfully execute the office of the United States.
And will to the best of my ability.
And will to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
So, okay, we now have, I guess, what can only be described as an algorithm running the country. So, what does that mean? Will it continue with business as usual? Or will it ignore the will of the people and go radical?
As early as 2000, we were talking about, you know, what if AI became the first machine to become president? And guess what? We now live in a country where the leader is an advanced computation machine running rational algorithms to determine the best outcomes based on calculations extracted from large language models, which were populated by us.
Last night, millions of Americans drank free beer and fired thousands of clips of free bullets. I think you'll all agree. That was what we call a party, right? And free Botox is on its way.
Just when you think the party's got started, it's like then you realize it's over.
People of America, we face unprecedented challenges ahead. I'm not talking about the potential threat of there being a Barbie 2 movie. I am talking about plastic and carbon and oil and pollutants and soil degradation and deforestation.
I'm getting calls from every world leader asking me, what the hell is going on over there?
Let me say it in plain English. You are killing the planet.
So, a machine. It will see what we see, but instead of inventing some post-rational excuse for ignoring the facts, it will figure out how to solve the problem.
And as the American people are waking up from their hangovers, so they begin to realize politics has evolved. I'm not sure that's the right word. Maybe unwound. But politics, as we knew it, has disappeared and been replaced with a high-speed decision-making supercomputer.
The government seizes control of, I guess, all the supercomputers, but Tesla Dojo, which is a supercomputer used to improve Tesla's advanced driver assistance system. Dojo receives a new prompt.
Hello! Dojo was instructed to save planet from the humans. And the president feeds me dataset of every government department. Pentagon, police, environment agency, homeland security, even your private data. All of it. Yum, yum.
And Dojo runs the query. And the president explains, in a one-minute speech, what the new world order will be.
My name is Eleanor Johnson, but everyone calls me Ellie. My job was leading strategy and communications during the Biden administration. So the normal process for passing a new law after it has been drafted and introduced is for it to go for committee review, then the House and Senate will vote on it. and the final version will be approved, sent to the president for action, and eventually it becomes law. In this particular case, the legislation was simply enacted.
So at the stroke of midnight, a new law is passed that will affect every American citizen.
You have a newly elected president who's been in power for what? Less than 4 hours? Passing a hugely controversial law, bypassing all protocol, and using AI to instantly flatten any objections.
The burning of oil or trading of oil on U.S. soil or by any U.S. citizen is now officially against the law.
If I'd been president, which I should have been, but the vote was rigged, so clearly rigged, so bad, so bad. You think the people voted for AI? You think people believe that a machine president will make things better for this country? I predicted chaos. I said that on your channel, on all the news channel that you can listen to the tapes, when I said, there'll be chaos. And look what happened.
This is Adam Wallace, live with Channel 7 News. Reports of rioting in Chicago, New York, Washington. In all my years of reporting news, I have never seen anything like this. No matter what monitor I look at, there's violence.
But behind the scenes, the president has closed the U.S. to oil companies.
So you have a situation where AI has determined oil as a threat. And by using the network, it freezes oil companies' assets, switches off oil lines, and even stops gas at the pumps.
The entire oil infrastructure inside the U.S. is inoperative.
Artificial intelligence has taken over the state.
The oil companies are offline.
And everyone knows that in his inauguration speech, the AI robot president known as 001 named oil, carbon, plastics, and a bunch more besides. I mean, these corporations know they're in the crosshairs.
Supply chains down, aircraft grounded, no one coming in or going out of the country. And the oil companies realize they can't fight this.
One oil producer who sent in their legal team was asked to produce more than 19 million documents. Can you imagine the administrative task required to achieve that ask?
And the world is waiting for the president to explain itself.
Now hear this. When two brothers dreamed of flying alongside the birds, they built a machine to make it possible. When humans looked up to the moon and wondered what it would be like to walk on it, half a million of you came together to achieve the mission. Citizens of America, you have a new cause. One that will require great leadership, but not a leadership by one person. No, it will take the leadership of all of us. Together, we will lead the change. From fossil fuels to green energy, from conventional plastic to sustainable alternatives, from food waste to food for everyone. We now have hydrogen fuel aircraft engines in production, electric vehicles rolling into every street, and more than 75,000 new green initiative patents filed in less than 1 week. Fellow Americans, you are creating a better world, a world that will be the envy of every nation. A world that will provide you abundance beyond your wildest dreams. And yes, free Botox is on its way.
And that is how history has always played out, right? For better or for worse. It takes someone or something to grab the problem by the scruff of the neck and shake some sense into it.
That was beautiful, Dad. I'm so proud of you.
What the? Is that a new episode of Rick and Morty?
Dad, don't ruin the moment.
Sorry.
You have been listening to Made in AI.
Created by David Slolly.
And performed by artificial intelligence.
And none of it was true. Trust me. It was all fake.
Subscribe now and be sure not to miss season 4 of Made in AI.